Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So we come to the end of Acts and we get a little bit of a sense of what the remainder of Paul's life and ministry looked like. It says in the 28th chapter, Paul lived there, that is in Rome, for 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Now, church history actually tells us that Paul died a martyr's death in Rome, but his biblical history only says that he continued to teach and preach unimpeded. I mean, whatever the case, Paul's ministry continued. Having reached his goal of arriving in Rome, Paul didn't retire. He didn't retire quietly into the background, but he continued to blaze a path forward. You know, in our culture, if we're blessed with health and longevity, we believe retirement should be our reward. We can kind of sit back on our investments and accumulated good works and allow others to pick up the mantle of leadership and stride forward. We believe at that point we've done our part. Now it is someone else's turn to step forward. But you know, if you look through the Bible, not just this story, but others, you'll realize God does not put people out to pasture. As people of faith, we are called to strive right up to the very end of our lives, our very last breath. We're to strive for the kingdom of God. We can't afford the luxury of retirement. There's too much important work to be done. And for that, we give thanks to God. Let's pray. Lord God, I don't think any of us want to die old and useless. We want to live our days purposefully and with our boots on. We want to be working for you until our dying day. Lord God, retirement is not for us any more than it is for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.